All right, Brett, thank you. This league this year has just been so puzzling week in and week out. It just seemingly doesn't make any sense. You've got Michigan Tech, who knocked off both of these teams, Ohio Dominican and Ashland, and there's Findlay already on top of them, 14-0 this afternoon. Wayne State's right now hanging there with Grand Valley State. We talked about it on our show on Thursday night with Coach Cummings about how a Saginaw Valley team is 5-4, yet they have just played everybody tooth and nail this season. And top to bottom, I mean, you take out Lake Erie and Walsh, and just about everybody else could beat anybody on any given day.
You know, we were kind of making that discussion before the show the other night with SID Scott Miles about how you have the top team in the NFL and you have the bottom team in the NFL.
Right.
And then there's everybody else, and there really isn't much difference between those teams. I think that's kind of congruent here with this GWAC right now, and Findlay up 2 touchdowns right now on Michigan Tech. And then you throw Tiffin in there. I mean, Tiffin really made that turnaround. That's another team that was able to pull out a win over Ashland. When you see Ashland with 2 losses, you figure, oh, it was probably Ferris State and Grand Valley.
Right.
No, it was Michigan Tech and Tiffin. And, you know, it really makes for fun football week in and week out. And some good ones going on right now in this conference.
Remember, next year the Panthers, along with Walsh, Malone, who's already made the jump, Lake Erie, Findlay, and Hillsdale will all be part of the new GMAC, joining Alderson, Baranus, and Kentucky Wesleyan to make up an 18 football playing conference. And so that will mean the Panthers will have 3 or 4 non-conference games next year, depending on if they play 10 or 11 games on the season. Excuse me. We already know that 2 games will be an opener at Cal PA, south of Pittsburgh, and then week 2 will be at Ashland. Week 3 and 4 are still in the works right now in terms of the schedule, and then the rest of it will be all GMAC games. And also, if you're looking at those the regional rankings where the Panthers have resided in Super Region 4, take a look at the teams in Super Region 1. That's where we believe the Panthers will reside next year, and the GMAC will be in Super Region 1. And that'll make that an interesting opener next year, because Cal PA is one of the top teams in that region this year. So that'll be a fun opener next year on the road just south of Pittsburgh. I'm going to be at Cal PA, I think, a week from Tuesday. So I'll check out the venue and see what we got.
Yeah, for fans listening at home that are unfamiliar with Cal PA, they're currently ranked number 1 in their region. They sit at 9-0. And
Justin Bonchek's kickoff is away. And Keyshawn Sims from the 13-yard line near side will take it. 20, cuts back, ran into somebody and his own man. He'll get his way back forward to the 30, or to the 25, I beg your pardon, and that will be it. So that's where Ashland will take over first and 10.
Yeah, probably should have been a block in the back there, too, but refs saw otherwise. But getting back to our opening opponent next year, Cal PA 9-0, number 1 in Super Region 1, and ranked number 6 in the country. So we're going right out of one buzzsaw into another.
First and 10 Eagles. Let's see if the Panther defense can rise to the occasion here today. Out of the eye in the backfield, Travis Tarnowski on first down from our left will give the Vance Settlemyer up into the hole. Short gain, maybe 2, on first down for the senior running back, Vance Settlemyer. Came in with 445 yards and 7 touchdowns in the last 4 games. Again, the Panthers have done a decent job of bottling him up today. The running game has not been what has beaten the Panthers so far today. Second down and 8 for the Eagles as they lead it 24-7. 2 receivers to either side. Tarnowski will work out of the shotgun. Travis takes the snap. Quick throw over here to the flare. That'll be caught by Turner. Quickly tackled by Marquise Tyus back at the 28-yard line. Gain of 1. It'll be 3rd down and 7. Stuart Turner with the reception.
Boy, a 3-and-out right here would be huge for this Panthers defense. In the first half, Ashland went 5 of 10, so they did a pretty good job in these third down situations. Of course, Ashland, the top team in the country when it comes to these conversions, and Panthers fans on this side of the field are getting into it right now, need a huge stop.
They'll need the 35 for a first down. Sarnowski takes it, surveys, throws right, caught Settlemeyer, hit and got the first down to the 37-yard line. They hit the running back, sneaking out of the backfield. He caught it, had some work to do, and was able to kind of smash his way forward for the necessary yardage for the first down.
Second catch on the afternoon for Settlemeyer. We saw him grab one there at the end of the first half and was able to set up, I think that was on a third down, set up the touchdown to put Ashland up 24-7, and a fresh set of downs here for the Eagles.
First down and 10 from the 38-yard line now for Ashland. In the backfield, Vaughn will be in there replacing Settlemeyer. He's got the ball, and over the 40 to the 42-yard line, that is Andrew Vaughn, who had a handful of carries in the first half of this one, and that will be a nice pickup of almost 5 yards on first down for Andrew Vaughn.
Had his number called 4 times in that first half and tallied up 19 yards, and that's right about his average for the year when it comes to yards per carry at 4.8. A little less, actually. He's usually at about 6.5.
Second down and 5. Vaughn stays in the backfield. Tarnowski will back out of the play that they have. He's in under center on second down from the 43. He'll give to Vaughn off the left side, cuts at the 45, moves forward to the 49, and another Ashland first down. So another nifty little run by Vaughn. And after a couple of runs, they've got 11 yards and a first down to the 49, and that clock will look to run. And that's the problem with this offense. They are third best, Matt, in time of possession, 31 minutes, 27 seconds. We saw what they did on the opening possession. They could eat away a third quarter here in a hurry if the Panthers don't get a stop.
But that first drive went for over 9 minutes.
First down and 10 from their own 49-yard line. Settlemeyer back out there, nowhere to go. He's only going to get to the midfield stripe. In fact, I think that might have been Vaughn still out there at running back. Good job by the front of that line. Demetrius Farmer was one of the Panthers in there on the tackle. Cameron Moore also getting up off the bottom of the pile as Andrew Vaughn's run will carry for only 1.5 yards. Second down coming up. Now Tishon Sims will sneak into the backfield. They'll go 3 receivers left. One over here to the near side is Adam Shaheen. Boy, that guy's taking a pounding today, and he keeps coming back, doesn't he? Second down and 9 from midfield for Ashland. They lead 24-7. And Tarnowski on a little delay. So Sims trying to get to the near side. Pushed to the outside by Wesselhoff. 2 penalty markers come flying in. And the Panthers finally get a tackle at the 46-yard line of Sims. It's a gain of about 3. But I would imagine this one is coming back. Ross Thompson, he got up, was just livid, and then turned around and saw the penalty markers and felt much better about things.
Yeah, it looked like Wesselhoff up front might have gotten holes, and they didn't throw the flag initially, but I think this is going to... Yeah, this is going to be in the Ross Thompson area of things, but they could have very easily called a hold there as Paul Wesselhoff was trying to break through that line and get a little bit of pressure, but as you and I both know, they don't call holding in the GLIAC. I wonder if they call any of those in the GMAC.
We'll find out.
We'll find out next year.
Well, there is no GMAC football. Well, technically there is this year because they have 3 schools, Malone, Alderson, Broadison, Kentucky Wesleyan. And I'll be interested to see if many of the same GLIAC officiating crews we have will still see in the GMAC. Second down and long. All things to be sorted out next year. Tarnowski gives to Sims. Goes left. First down and plenty more. 50. He's ahead to the 44-yard line. Down to the 43. Short of the first down by 1.5 yards. But for the first time, we see what Tishon Sims can do, and that is certainly a different change of pace. Boy, did he just get through that line of scrimmage.
Of the 3 that we have seen this afternoon, he definitely looks like the fastest. I mean, he's a different size than all of them, a lot smaller, at least in the weight department. And as a result, he was able to get out in the open and just kind of turn on a different speed and take off.
Third down and 2. Big play both sides. Tarnowski in under center. Sims is the eye back. They turn. They give it to him through the middle. And Cameron Moore hit him first. Short of the line to gain. In fact, it's going to be a tackle for loss by the Panther defense. It'll be 4th down and a long 2, maybe 3. And decision time now for head coach Lee Owens at Ashland. Great job by the... They ran that little delay. That's kind of their bread and butter.
Yeah.
They get those offensive linemen pulling and moving up front, but Cameron Moore filled the hole. Bruns is out there. He is their punter. Van Settlemeyer will run out there and line up to the left of Bruns, or now to the right. Fourth down and a little less than three. Bruns looks to the sideline. Gets the call now from the coaches. He'll take the step or so back. They snap it back to Bruns, and he will spiral it downfield. Billy Akins will let it go behind him. It checked up at the one-yard line and is down right there. Well, good news, Panthers get the stop. Bad news is the field position that was bad in the first half just got worse to start the second half, as ODU will have it from its own two-yard line to our right. First down and 10, 9:05 to play in the third quarter, trailing 24-7.
Bruns has done a fantastic job this afternoon in that special teams department and his punting duties, and I thought that ball, just like Akins thought, was going to go right into the end zone, but the nose of that ball, as it came down, dug right into the field, and it was enough for it to bounce back towards the Ashland Way, and Grant about halfway deep into his end zone right now on first down.
Joe Hines is the running back. Aaron Stephen Bates back will go in motion to the right. And on first down, Russell to throw, quick one to Contini, caught it, shoved out of bounds at the six-yard line. Michael Griffin on the coverage. Corey Contini with his first catch. That'll be a gain of four on first down. Nice play to kind of get him out from the back of the end zone. And we'll bring up a second down and six. Corey Contini, third in receptions, fourth in yards per game, eighth in touchdown grabs in the GLIAC this year. Second down and six. Hand off Joe Hines, and nowhere to go. Managed to get the yard out to the seven as his handoff off the left-hand side. He just kind of buried his head, ran forward, and got a yard. Third and five. Now coming up for ODU, 8.5 minutes to go in the third. David Turner and Dar Stanford will be receivers right. Corey Contini over here to the near side. Grant Russell out of the shotgun, standing on the three. He will take the snap. Eagles bring an extra one up the middle. Throw over the middle. Contini wide open down the middle of the field. 30. He's to the 40, to the 50, and tackled from behind at the 45-yard line. Oh, did they need that play. Corey Contini streaking unguarded over the middle, and Grant at the last instant found him.
Yeah, I think there might have been a little confusion on that play, believe it or not. Corey got wide open. Grant didn't see him at all. Corey's in the middle of fear, basically doing jumping jacks. Throw me the ball. Finally, Grant was able to find him under a whole lot of pressure in the end zone.
50-yard play, first down and 10, Panthers. Speed option left. Russell will keep. He'll follow Joe Hines, and he'll be shoved out of bounds at around the 43-yard line, maybe a gain of a yard on the play. Yeah, that's one where if Corey doesn't make the catch standing still, he probably scores. If he's in any kind of motion downfield, because everybody else had a chance to catch him, and we know Corey's got great speed.
And I think that's because Grant was under so much pressure. He just wanted to get rid of it.
Yep. Make sure you get the first down.
Get it in the area and let Corey take care of the rest.
For second down and nine, Panthers. Trailing by 17 here in the third. Grant Russell out of the shotgun, takes a waist-high snap. Eagles bring four. Grant slings it out right for Hines. He's going to be hit immediately. Tackled back at the 47-yard line. Great read made defensively on the play by Tony Peters. Peters kind of plays that same star-type position that ODU's Trey McIntyre plays. He's just kind of floating around out there. He recognized Hines, and that'll be a loss of five on the play to make it third and 14.
And when we got the notes from Ashland this week, they got him in there as the rover. So it's one of those guys that's kind of the in-between player, one of those tweeners that can kind of play a few different positions, and he's had a nice game this afternoon against the Panthers.
Third down and 14, ODU. They need the 33 for a first down. Stanford comes in motion near side. They roll the pocket to the near side. Grant with a throw over here. Contini caught at 35. Moves forward first down to the 32-yard line. Irby on the coverage that time, but Corey Contini knew he still had some work to do and was able to move forward for the first down.
Playing after a really quiet first half from Contini, completely in the mix here on this drive.
Panthers right back to the line of scrimmage as Ashland runs one off late, and they hand it to E.J. Colson, sweeping to the right. Eagles are out there, and they bury him for a loss. back near the 32-yard line. It was Terrell Hudson, the safety, who came shooting through unguarded and made the hit of Colson, and then there were two more Eagles right there to finish him off, a loss of one. Second and 11. Now the run game, non-existent today for ODU. Eagles defensively allowed just over 3 yards per carry on the season as it is. Second down and 11. Mercier and Contini are near side. Two receivers right here for Grant Russell on second and 11. Russell points out some defenders. Now we'll take the shotgun snap. Drops back, throws right on the ground. Stanford makes the catch at the 24-yard line, short of the first down by a couple. That'll be a gain of about 10, and it'll be third and 2 coming up for ODU. That's a nice play. Grant had time to throw that time.
Yeah, Dar in the first quarter there, in fact, on the first ODU offensive drive, had 2 catches. That's his first catch since then. And Panthers are third and short.
Hines is the running back. It'll be Russell to throw. Pressured immediately. Slings it out here to Turner, wide open. Caught it. First down to the 17-yard line. Boy, Grant got pressure right away from Adam Wallace, but he was already on the move and found a wide open Turner on the boundary. First down and 10, Panthers at the 17-yard line.
You know, and after going 1 of 8 on third down in the first half, the Panthers have had a couple nice conversions here on this drive to improve in that category.
First down and 10, ODU. Hines to the right of Grant Russell. Grant will take it. Quick throw over here to the left. Fake pump. Now rolls over to his right. Surveys downfield. Will have to try and run. Wrapped up at the 4. Yep, they're calling back at the 15-yard line. Well, Grant was looking left for Aaron Stevens or Corey Contini. Didn't have what he wanted. Surveyed back right. Nobody was open and did a wise thing and picked up 2 yards on a run.
Panthers here in the red zone. Seems like the first time in weeks they were able to get in there in the first half. But got to capitalize on this opportunity. When you're in scoring position and you're down by 17, there's nothing you can do but try to get into the end zone, and field goals won't work here.
Jet sweep over here near side for Turner. Tries to step up field, and Terrell Hudson again just obliterated Turner, who's getting up very woozily at the 17-yard line. Terrell Hudson likes him some Terrell Hudson, too, as he celebrated after that play all by himself out in the middle of the field. And it'll be third down and 9, a loss of a yard on the jet pass to David Turner. It's not necessarily four-down territory, trailing by 17 points. But, boy, you'd love to get a touchdown on this drive here.
See Aaron Stevens right up the gut like we saw last week when Grant Russell threaded to him in the end zone right about that same area of the field.
Third and 9. Russell takes the low snap, fakes it to Hines, has time, throws. He's got Contini at the 5. Turns ahead. He's got a first down on the 3-yard line. Again, the key was giving him time to throw. It'll be first down and goal for the Panthers. Isaiah Williams will check into the lineup. He'll be a receiver left along with Contini. Matt Barber is in there as an H-back to the right. First down and goal from the 3-yard line. Hines will line up behind Grant Russell. Grant will take the snap, gets to Hines, surges forward. He's to the goal line and in. Touchdown, Ohio Dominican, Joe Hines. A 98-yard scoring drive that converted a couple of key third downs. And the Panthers with a big first score of the second half.
And I think when you are the Ohio Dominican sideline right now, you look back to Ashland's first possession and how the defense was able to get a stop after being on their heels the entire first half, or at least in the entire second quarter. And Panthers showing a lot of poise and bad field position, going right down the field and getting a touchdown.
And Justin Bonchek's point after is on the way. It is good. Timeout on the field, 2:32 to play, third quarter. New score, Ashland 24, Ohio Dominican 14. On St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
As an athlete, there's nothing more exciting than throwing a touchdown pass or hitting that game-winning three-pointer. But an injury can occur in an instant. Ohio Dominican University knows you want to get back into action. That's why ODU is excited to partner with experts in Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine, who are specially trained in the prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of injuries in recreational, competitive, and elite athletes. Together, we're committed to giving every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest and healthiest level. Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Brent Ford here in St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 Studios. Check out the GLIAC scoreboard. Tiffin is on top of Northern Michigan early on, 14-0. Grand Valley State on top of Wayne State, 21-7. Saginaw Valley down 28-7 to Ferris State. Back out to Todd Bell and Matt Natale.
Panthers with an important first strike here in the second half. But still only 2:32 to go in the third. Both teams have just had one possession. Bonchek will kick it away. Keyshawn Sims will field it head high at the 5. Near sideline, works towards the middle to the 10, 15, tackled from behind out near the 18-yard line. And that is where Ashland will have its first down and 10 after an impressive scoring drive by the Panthers.
Yeah, 98 yards, Todd, after Ashland had to punt it away. 13 plays in 6 minutes and 33 seconds. Joe Hines capped it off with a 2-yard touchdown run. Justin Bonchak point after was good. Panthers trail now by 10, 24-14. And I think when you look at it, the first possession that Ashland had went 6 minutes in that third quarter, and they didn't get any points out of it. Panthers went 6.5 minutes.
First and 10, Vance Settlemyer, and Cameron Cole wraps him up right at the line of scrimmage. No gain. It'll be second down and 10.
Panthers go that 6.5 minutes, and they were able to get some points out of it. And this defense feeling a little bit of momentum on their side right now after getting that stop in the first series of the third quarter, and looking to get another one here, second and long for the Eagles.
Two receivers here to the near side are Jackson and Cameron Green. One receiver left. Tarnowski out of the shotgun, hands to Settlemyer. Green back the other way on a reverse, and he's going to be hit at the line, got forward for a yard, maybe two. But Paul Wesselhoff and Adam Shaheen were all tangled up behind the line of scrimmage there. Wesselhoff forced that play back up the middle, and Green got three. We got a good spot there, out to the 23, but it's third down and seven. Third and seven, third and eight, really doesn't matter at this point. You got to get a stop here into the Panther defense, and here come the fans. Eagles will need to cross the 29 for a first down. Tarnowski's got three receivers to his right. Big Adam Shaheen left. He's looking over here. Forced up in the pocket. Will look to run to the 30. He's to the 35. He has got the first down. However, behind the play, there is a penalty marker down. And it's going against Ashland. Would have been a first down run by Tarnowski. And Lee Owens is beside himself. Officials are still sorting it out.
Holding, 71, offense, 10-yard penalty, third down.
And that is left tackle Damon Stewart, who gets tagged for the penalty. And instead of having it first and 10 out near the Panthers' 32-yard line, it'll be third down and about 18 now from all the way back near the 12. Well, now this is, you got to get the stop here. This is a must-win for the Panthers on this down.
Ashland has been able to show this afternoon of getting big chunks of yards on big strikes, and the defense has to keep everything in front of them on this play.
Wilcox and Shaheen have been big play receivers today. Wilcox is left, Shaheen is tight end left. Tarnowski on third down will just hand it to Vance Settlemyer. 15 to the left boundary. Billy Aikens will corral him out of bounds near the 24. 5 yards short of the first down line to gain. Ashland didn't want to take any chances there. That's a smart play. That's why Ashland's in the GLIAC South. They're not up there with those goofballs in the north. Running all kinds of wacky stuff. Fourth and 5, and Austin Bruns is out to punt.
Except for their punt formation.
Well, but okay. Fair enough. So Bruns now will look to the sidelines on fourth down and 5 from their own 24-yard line. Now Billy Aikens will back up. Bruns takes the snap. He is able to get rid of it, an end-over-end kick. Billy's got to get to that one. This is a huge bounce, and Akins will let it go, and it's inside the 10 all the way to the 5-yard line. He did a good enough job, did Bruns, of kicking it away from Billy, but he couldn't get to the football, and it took a gigantic roll.
That's the
final play of the third quarter. Fourth quarter coming up next. It is 24-14, Ashland on top on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Position yourself for success at Ohio Dominican University.
With an outstanding academic reputation, ODU offers an education that produces graduates grounded in faith, values, and ethics.
Ranked in the top tier of U.S. News and World Report's rating of Midwest universities, Ohio Dominican offers a wide range of academic programs that are in demand in today's marketplace.
Whether you're launching your career or preparing for grad school, ODU is here to position you for future success.
Connect your passion with a purpose.
Learn more at ohiodominican.com. EDU.
Brent Ford here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820 Studios. Check of the GLIAC scoreboard. Finley is on top of Michigan Tech 24-0 in the second quarter. And Ohio Dominican down to Ashland by 10, 24-14. Let's go back to Matt Natale and Todd Bell.
All right, ready to start this fourth quarter here from Panther Stadium. And the Panthers, again, good news. They got the ball back, Parker, but bad news is they start at the 5. And I say that because the last time they got a touchdown out of it. So I'm hoping if I say the same thing, the mojo will work out well.
Get the same result. Yeah, impressive drive. Last time the Panthers were pinned up against their own end zone, going 98 yards for the touchdown. They're going to need some of that again. Ideally, you know, that last scoring drive took 6.5 minutes with 15 minutes of game clock left. You're going to want to try to maybe score with a little bit more efficiency in terms of the time clock goes, so you can hope to get the ball back again.
First and 10 from the 5-yard line. Panthers now going left to right directly into the sun. And Grant Russell on first down looking to throw. Scrambles to his left, throws one to the far side for Contini, and it's deflected and incomplete. And that is Irby over there on the stop. And I think there's a penalty marker down right at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, Ashland jumped, so that was basically going to be a free play anyway. Right up there on the right side of their defensive line, got a little bit ambitious a little early.
I think this is going to be a face mask against Ashland. How about that? There's two markers down. There's one on the far side. That might be your jump. The one in the middle of the field that was thrown by the umpire might be that hands to the face by the defense. They're taking a long time to sort this out. Well, you look back, Matt, at that 98-yard scoring drive by ODU on their last possession. Corey Contini had 82 receiving yards on that drive.
Offside. Six. Defense. That's fine. Personal foul. Face mask. For 96, defense, 15-yard penalty, automatic, first down.
That is James Prater who gets tagged for that, and is that a huge penalty?
No kidding.
Instead of it being second down, well, still would have been first and 5 from the 10 because of the offsides, but now the ball comes all the way out to the 20. First down and 10, Ohio Dominican trailing 24-14 with 4:54 to play in the fourth quarter.
And this Ashland team, I mean, they only get under 3.5 penalties per game, and they've had two big ones here in the last couple series.
Snap is low. Russell has to fall on it back at the 9. Oh, boy. Bad snap by Andrew Lorenz. It was just low. Grant couldn't field it cleanly, and he did the wise thing by just simply falling on the football back at the 9. It'll be a loss of 11 yards to bring up 2nd and 21. A rare, rare bad snap by Andrew Lorenz. So second down now, and Panthers are right back where they were. Two receivers to either side now for Grant Russell. Second down play. Grant takes a knee-high snap. Quarterback drawn, nowhere to run, but he found some room. 10, got a block. Out to the 15, hurdles a man to the 20, and he's to the 25-yard line. Not exactly smart, but it worked as he hurdled the defender, and it'll be 3rd and 5 coming up for ODU.
Yeah, hurdle your friend Terrell Hudson out there, the guy not loving himself right now, and for a play that looked like it was going nowhere, got a nice block downfield, and Grant showing some of that athleticism hurdling the defender and making this third and manageable.
Huge third down play. Panthers need the 30. Ashland showing blitz. They are coming up the middle. Russell takes it. He surveys, throws, ball batted down at the line of scrimmage by Adam Wallace. Boy, I tell you, they picked up the blitz and they gave Grant some time. But Adam Wallace was able to get his hand up there and batted at the line of scrimmage. And that's another thing. How many times has Grant had balls deflected at the line of scrimmage this year? So few, and right. There's been two today. And it'll bring up fourth down, and the Panthers will have to give it away now with 13:37 to play in the fourth quarter.
Looking for Dar Sanford over the middle there. I think he was just waiting to get an opening to squeeze it in there, and with pressure coming in, had to get rid of it.
Justin Bonchek averaged 38 yards a punt in the first half. Irby fields it and got hit immediately at the 32. Good coverage by O'Shea Jackson, senior downfield, to make the tackle of Irby at the 32-yard line. And this is where Ashland will take over first down and 10 with the ball at the 32. 3:29 to go here at 13:29 to go in the fourth quarter. Panthers trail by 10.
O'Shea Jackson, a guy who we don't necessarily call his name too much, but he's always in there. And one of those guys that was honored before the game as one of the seniors playing in his last game as a Panther.
First down and 10, and Tarnowski to throw on first down to Stanley Jackson, who made the catch with his knee down at the 39 over here on the near side. That's a 6-yard pickup to Jackson, a redshirt freshman from Mifflin High School here in Columbus, at 24 catches coming in with a couple of scores. And when I was typing in his name this week, it just gave me that old feeling again after watching his dad play quarterback at Ohio State.
Yeah.
Just seemed like yesterday. Now here's his son out there catching passes as a second-year player at Ashland. Second down and 4 for the Eagles. Tarnowski gives to Settlemyer. Hit by Wesselhoff at the line of scrimmage, but Settlemyer able to drag him forward and probably has and does have a first down. Settlemeyer's not big, but boy, is he strong. He's a completely different looking back than Romello Brown, and they run differently, but both of them were so strong and able to carry guys.
Yeah, Romello Brown was just seemed like he was so bottom heavy,
yeah,
and just kept those legs pumping, and basically looked like a wrecking ball out there. And Settlemyer, 5'10", 207 pounds, just different body type, but both very effective as running back in their system.
First down and 10 from the 43-yard line. It is a play-action pass looking for a deep ball for Wilcox downfield. He's back there with Akins. He made the catch at the 10. He's into the end zone for a touchdown.
Boy, I don't know. This field judge on this side, Wilcox was grabbing Billy Akins' jersey the whole way down. I don't know how you don't throw a flag on that.
Ross Thompson clobbered Tarnowski just as he let it go. And Wilcox beat Akins downfield for the long touchdown play of 57 yards. And that's a big dagger here by the Eagles. Wilcox averaging 23 yards per catch. He's had two big ones today. Cements out to try the point after. Kick is up, and it is good. Timeout on the field, 12:06 to go. Now in the fourth quarter, Ashland well on their way. They lead the Panthers 31-14 on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
You know what makes me happy? Football. You know what else makes me happy? Buffalo Wild Wing Happy Hour. Not only can you catch up on the latest news and fantasy pickups, but you can choose from their awesome discounted menu. For just $4, you can score shareables like three tacos, fried pickles, chili queso dip, mozzarella sticks, or roasted garlic mushrooms. Before, it was my favorite place for football. Now it's just my favorite place. Buffalo Wild Wings, at the corner of Morris and Cherry Bottom Road in Gahanna. Wings, beer, sports. Please drink responsibly.
You're listening to the radio home of Ohio Dominican football.
It's a great day to be a Panther.
St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, WBSG AM 820, Columbus.
Brent Ford here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820 Studios. Ashland puts another score on the board against the Panthers, but a score update in the GLIAC. Finley leads Michigan Tech 31-0. Grand Valley State still on top of Wayne State 21-14. Back to Todd Bell and Matt Natale.
Aiden cements his kickoff is away. Turner will take it 2 yards deep in the end zone to our left. 10, across the field 15, cuts up into the hole 25. Markers are down. Turner is out to the 34, and he's down right there. Great return, David Turner. But unfortunately, two penalty markers are down on the play, and the Panthers, what probably would have been one of their best starting field positions of the afternoon, is going to be erased here on a infraction against ODU. Go ahead and do the recap on the drive there, partner.
Yeah, Ashland extends their lead 31-14 on the Wilcox 57-yard touchdown reception from Tarnowski. The cement's kick was good. The play only
during the return. Illegal block in the back. Return team. 10-yard penalty. First down, Ohio Dominican.
Only a three-play drive that went 67 yards in a minute 23. And for Ashland and Wilcox, that's his second touchdown on the afternoon. Three catches for 133 yards. So he is their big home run ball threat, I guess you could say.
And Travis Tarnowski is now 14 of 22 for 227 and four touchdowns on the day. Came in with over 8,000 career yards. He is now the program's all-time career leader in touchdown passes thrown. He's got one more game to go, or one more season to go. On first down, Grant Russell, far side. Corey Contini makes a catch inbounds and then tippy toes out of bounds, but only a gain of three. Back to Tarnowski. He needed three today to tie Billy Cundiff's program record of 79. And so now he has got 80 with four today. So they are establishing all kinds of records here today with Shaheen's touchdown, his 16th, and setting a new Division II record, and now Tarnowski setting a program record today. Stanford makes a catch over here on the near side and out of bounds at the 20, short of the first down. I beg your pardon, it is going to be a first down for Dar Stanford. So they will move the chains, 11:30 and counting here in the fourth quarter, but now the Panthers again trailing by 17. And, you know, Ashland's not going to allow anything to get behind them here. It'll be tough to come up with a big touchdown play today or play now. First down and 10, Panthers just across the 20-yard line. Russell takes the snap, looks to his right, now throws over here to Stanford, caught at 30 and out of bounds at the 35-yard line. Took a pretty good lick on the play defensively, but not before picking up another first down. Makai Beasley, a junior from St. John's Jesuit in Toledo, makes the tackle. First down at the 35-yard line. Stevens and Contini left. Stanford and Turner over here to the near side as Russell takes a knee-high snap this time. Throws over the middle. Stanford on his knees makes the catch at the 43. Oh, now an official comes in and says it was incomplete. Dar doesn't seem to be challenging it much. And it'll be second down and 10. Clock stops at 10:46 to play in the fourth quarter.
Second down and 10.
So second down play on the way here from the 35-yard line. Eagles have four at the line of scrimmage. Russell will keep it on a read up the middle. Not a lot of room. Will scamper forward for a couple. James Prater hitting behind the line of scrimmage. Grant able to pick up two. Third and eight coming up now for the Panthers, trailing 31-14 here in the fourth quarter.
I think if there's any category that the Panthers have really struggled in this afternoon, has been in these third down situations, only 3 of 13, well below their normal average at almost 50%.
Panthers need the 45 for a first down. And ODU move. A couple of defensive linemen for Ashland were immediately pointing at an offensive lineman.
False start, 56. Offense, 5-yard penalty. Remains third down.
That was center Andrew Loren. And now it'll be third and longer for the Panthers. Joe Hines remains in the backfield. Let's see if the Eagles dial up any pressure here on third down and 13. Grant takes it, only rushing three. Grant scrambles around all over the place. Now to the near side, throws late for Hines. 40, ahead to the 44. Short of the first down by a yard, but will give the Panthers a chance to go for it here with 9:40 to go, trailing by 17 points. And with it being this short, they will go for it on fourth down.
Panthers in the first half did convert on one and, in fact, converted into a touchdown. They had fourth down, and Joe Hines scampered in for the conversion and the score.
Russell has them lined up. They're strong to the left. Ball near side hash mark. Russell on fourth and one. Speed option to the left. Grant will keep it forward. First down to the 48, but a penalty marker is down. Thrown right at the feet of Harrison Hopple, defensive lineman who had his hands up wondering where a penalty marker was. And it looks like the Panthers are going to get hit again.
Holding, 56. Offense, 10-yard penalty. Repeat, fourth down.
So now let's see if the Panthers punt, and it looks like they will. 9:11 to go on what would be fourth down and 11 inside their own territory, and they're going to send the punting unit onto the field. So the penalty against ODU, taking a first down away this time. And now Ashland's going to be able to get the ball back, and with their ball control style of offense, they might be able to just shut this thing down. Boncheck, they're coming after him. He bobbled it, but he was able to get it away, and he got away a great kick. Irby will let it sail out of bounds on the far side at the 25-yard line. That's a 41-yard kick under duress for Justin Boncheck. And now it is up to the Panthers defense to get a three and out, try and get the football back.
For Ashland, their first scoring drive over 9 minutes, and then to open up the second half, had the ball for over 6 minutes. So they have been able to chew up a lot of clock coming in. They have the ball control at about 31 and a half minutes per game, and they're looking to hold on to it for quite some time here.
Top sweep right side. Settlemeyer moves forward, busted off of one tackle. Thompson runs him out of bounds at around the 32-yard line. That's a gain of 7 for Vance Settlemeyer on first down.
And again, I think this is why Ashland does so well in third down situations, because they get big chunks of yards on first and second down and put themselves in third and short situations, and they've been doing it all afternoon.
Second down and 3. It'll be Tarnowski on his own read. He's got a cut back, and he'll be smushed after a gain of about a yard and a half to the 34. So the only time we've seen Tarnowski keep on the read that time. Panthers closed the gap pretty quickly. It'll be third down and 1. But this is going to be a tough stop here for ODU on third down and a yard. They've got their big blocking fullback and Dan Medved in there. They bring in the other fullback. Cameron Barker lines up at a tight end. Austin Bruns is over here, a big body. On third down, they cross handoff the other way. Settlemeyer first down into the secondary 50. It's a foot race to the 30. Gordon Jr. from behind will tackle him at the 15-yard line. 51-yard run by Vance Settlemeyer on third down and 1. And then you see that a lot of times, especially late in a game, on a short yardage play, they'll bust off a big one because everybody's at the line of scrimmage.
And they needed one and got 51, and they've just been having their way there on offense this afternoon, and much to the Panthers' defense dismay.
First and 10 at the 15-yard line now for Ashland, looking for the put-away score here. 7 minutes to go in the game. Tarnowski on first down, gives to Settlemeyer, sweeping right. Thompson hit him at the line of scrimmage, and then Billy Aikens will make the tackle after a gain of about a yard. It'll be second down and about 8 or 9 now for this Ashland offense. The Eagles coming in today sitting at 8-2. After they beat Walsh last week, they fell from number 7 in the region down to number 9 in the region. Top 7 in Super Region 4 will qualify for the Division 2 playoffs. And Ashland hoping that a win today over a 7-3 Panthers team, and at least get a loss out of somebody else in the region ahead of them, would be enough to surge them back into the top seven and make the D2 playoffs for the second straight year. Second down and 8. It is Fettelmeyer up into the line. Anthony Small is there to make the tackle for the Panthers along with Gus Dimmerling. It'll be 3rd and 5 now for ODU.
You know, Todd, when you look at the playoff situation, that strength of schedule is so important for these teams. And when you look at the resume of Ashland, they have that loss to Tiffin, which is a decent team, but they lost to Michigan Tech, which lost to Finley today, and or at least they're trailing at last
check. They lost,
check.
Yes,
they lost.
The final.
Then Michigan Tech, I mean, I don't know how the committee's going to feel about those couple of losses there, and, you know, this win could go a long way for them, but I think those losses might outweigh this win.
Third down and a little more than 5 for Ashland at the 10-yard line. Travis Tarnowski will take the snap. He's going to try and throw. He swings it left to Jackson, who caught it for a touchdown, but Ashland, before the play, called
timeout. Ashland, their first charge timeout of the half.
So we'll pause with 5:27 to play in the game. 31-14 Eagles on top on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Jimmy John's America's number one sandwich delivery, fast head speaking. I'm on my way.
I'm in the backyard here, Ed.
Wow, you are fast.
Yes, sir, freaky fast and freaky good, but I gotta say, I've never delivered to a dude in a doghouse.
Well, I'm definitely in the doghouse.
I thought in the doghouse was just an expression, a figure of speech.
Well, the doghouse is a very real place.
How long are you condemned to your canine quarters?
Too soon to tell, but on the bright side.
The doghouse has a bright side.
Yeah, the wife can't throw a lamp this far.
I guess she's been working out.
Brent Ford here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820 Studios. Check of the GLIAC scoreboard. Tiffin in control of Northern Michigan, 28-0. Finley on top of Michigan Tech, 38-0. Saginaw Valley trails Ferris State, 35-7. Back to Todd and Matt.
All right, Brent, thank you. Westfall shakes out. Ashland wins. Tiffin wins. Panthers will end up finishing 3rd in the South, and they could have won the South here today. Third down and a little more than 5 from just outside the 10. Shaheen in a slot with Cameron Green and Matt Wilcox left. They've got Stanley Jackson Jr. right. Third down, and it'll be Tarnowski to throw. Surveying left. He pulls the ball down. Now runs and sacks back at the 18-yard line. And who is that? That is DJ Perdue, who's going to get credit for the sack for ODU, his first of the year. And we'll send the field goal unit out onto the field here for Ashland, closing it on 5 minutes to go in the game.
Since we didn't play Tiffin this year, does that mean we can play them next week for second place?
Yeah, maybe. Probably not.
I'm in.
Where am I next Saturday? I'm in Louisville, Kentucky next Saturday. So you're on your own, partner.
All right.
Aiden Cement out for the field goal try of 35 yards. It is on the way, and it is good. 4:39 to play in the fourth quarter. Ashland adds to their lead. They now are on top 34-14. Panthers still down by 3 scores, but now it is 3 touchdowns rather than 2 touchdowns and a field goal. Well, this was just a great scene here early in the game. Still is. Lots of people are lining the railing that is to the outside here at Panther Stadium. Packed house on both sides. Great first quarter, 3-0 Ashland. Panthers took a lead of 7-3. Ashland came right back and answered, and it has just been all Eagles ever since. They dominated the second quarter, and now they are well in control here by 20 with 4:39 to go.
And it's a shame, and I know the fans were really hoping for a win and a GLIAC South title, but I think when you look at it, a couple positives that you can take away from it is, you know, this is an Ashland team that's number one in the conference with 537 yards per game, and despite the scoreboard, the Panthers have been held them to just 415, so that's a little bit of a positive to take away from this, I think.
Turner from the 5, out to the 20, near sideline 25, cuts back 30 to the 33. Nice return by David Turner. And let's see if the Panthers can't somehow muster a score here as they trail by 20 points. A season that started out with ODU sitting at 2-3, and then all of a sudden they reel off the 5 straight wins. to get to 7-3. And if this holds true, the losses this year will be to potentially three playoff teams and then Michigan Tech. First down and 10. To the left rolls Grant Russell. Steps up now as he looks downfield. Will try and run, and he's going to actually be tackled for a loss back at the 31-yard line. Grand Valley, we know, is in. Ferris State with their win today probably is in. And Ashland with their win today could get in. So you would have three teams from the GLIAC getting in. At the start of the day, you were looking if Saginaw was able to upset Ferris. Panthers upset Ashland. You only had one team out of the GLIAC getting in. As it is, it looks like it'll be two. Here is Russell to throw to Davis out of the backfield to the 35 and tapped out of bounds near the 37. Gain of about six. It'll be third down and short coming up. The NCAA selection show will be tomorrow late afternoon. Go to the NCAA.com website. You can find out more details on that if you want to watch that tomorrow.
And when you do look at the losses here for the Panthers this year, Grand Valley was only a three-point loss. Michigan Tech was only a seven-point loss.
Third down play. Russell takes a knee-high snap over the middle, throws to Aaron Stevens, who's got the catch. Hudson is on his back and makes the tackle, and it'll be a first down for the Panthers on Aaron Stevens' first catch of the day out to the 48-yard line.
So you take a look at those two games that have combined 10 points, and you wonder what could have been, but the only thing that'll do is beat yourself up, and you just take that into next season and try to improve upon it.
First down and 10 from the 48-yard line. Three receivers near side, one to the left. Grant takes a knee-high snap. Looks downfield, fake pump. Now he's in some trouble. Bounces off one of his own men. Somehow got out of it. Now throws over here to Aaron Stevens. It's a little behind him and incomplete. A sliding catch by attempt by Stevens as he was trying to come back for the ball is incomplete. Dale Irby was over here on the coverage. Second down and 10 now for ODU with 3:02 to play here in the fourth quarter.
How fun has it been watching Aaron Stevens break out this year?
Yep.
And he's a guy that we got to know on Inside Panthers Football, had him on earlier this season and, of course, last year. And just a character on the team and a moral leader out there, yeah, always on the sidelines trying to get the fans and players pumped up.
Second and 10 from the 48. Throw near side Stanford, 48 of Ashland, 45. Broken tackle to the 39. That'll be a first down play to the Ashland 39-yard line. Gain of 13 for Dar Stanford. It's hard to talk about it now, but again, mentioned a couple of times, only one starting senior on this football team on offense, and that's Aaron Stevens. Everybody is back next year for this football team, and maybe add a piece or two to the 39, first down and 10. Russell pressured up the middle, got out of it. Now we'll step up and try and run. 35-30 and slides down at the 28-yard line of Ashland. 11 yards and a first down with 2:29 to play in the fourth quarter. Aaron Stevens will check out. Jacob Mercier, an extra wide receiver, will come in. First down and 10 now for ODU. Clock will wind at 2:18 to play. Ball at the 28-yard line. On first down, Russell with Davis to his right takes the snap. Throws over here near side for Stanford, who stopped the route. And Grant thought he was going to go all the way to the end zone, and it didn't complete as it just fell harmlessly in the back of the end zone. Second down and 10.
A little bit of a miscommunication there. But Dar Stanford having a nice afternoon for the Panthers. Six catches for 62 yards and has been a big part of the offense here this afternoon.
Second and 10 from the 28. Stanford and Stevens right, Contini and Turner left. Now Grant takes the snap, drops back. Steps up, throws over the middle. Justin Davis caught it at the 10. Broke a tackle down to the 4-yard line. 25-yard pickup for ODU's Justin Davis coming out of the backfield. And the senior from Detroit makes the catch to set up first and goal at the 4-yard line.
Yeah, most guys you see in that position going over the middle get hit like that, go right down.
Yeah.
Nice job of him shaking that tackle and getting a few extra yards.
First down and goal for Grant Russell. He'll take it. They'll roll everything out to the left. Now pressured and goes down. Sack back at the 15-yard line. Timeout. ODU. Well, they haven't been sitting back and just letting the Panthers move downfield.
Ohio Dominican, that's their first of the half.
They've been bringing some pressure. Grant's been able to get out of it, but that time he had no chance. And so ODU will use the timeout. And the ball is back at the 14, where it'll be second down and goal to go from there.
Yeah, that was Harrison Hopple in the backfield getting to Grant. And, you know, this is a team in Ashland that coming in had 24 sacks on the season and has gotten to Grant a couple times today and has been disruptive in that pocket. Grant's been forced to make some throws maybe he's not wanting to make off the cuff and been forced out of the pocket and into some running situations. But I think just as the season has progressed, we've seen the maturity out of Grant, and he's come a really long way when it comes to those decision-making situations and his leadership and poise and how calm he stays. I mean, I think in that pocket, he doesn't seem rattled at all. It's like he's got ice in his veins out there. And it's been, you talk about another guy that's really been fun to watch this season as they've matured as a player and as a guy, as a leader on a team. And I think that's Grant Russell.
Second and goal from the 14-yard line. 1:36 to play in the fourth quarter. Grant looking to throw to his right to Davis out of the backfield. Hit and drop for a loss. Back to the 17-yard line. They'll lose three on the play, and Davis was in bounds, so the clock will continue to roll with 1:20 to play in the fourth quarter, down 34-14. Stevens will check out. Mercier in. He'll be with Turner and Contini right. And Dar Stanford over here at near side wide receiver on third down. And goal from the 17. Grant Russell will take it. Ashland brings four. Grant hangs in. Throws to the right side for Stanford. Caught a touchdown. Wow! What a catch by Dar Stanford to keep a foot in bounds on a perfect throw by Grant Russell. Dar Stanford with his fourth touchdown reception of the season comes with 53 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter.
It was a heck of a catch, but I think it was a heck of a throw.
Yeah,
there was no room for error on that one. An inch or two in one direction or the other, and that one bounces out of bounds. Man, such precision from Grant Russell on that one.
Justin Boncheck on to try the point after. Austin Ernst puts it down, and the kick is good. Timeout on the field with 53 seconds to go in the game. It is Ashland 34, Ohio Dominican 21 on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Buffalo Wild Wings in Gahanna has crafted your ultimate football fantasy for game day. They've got wings, the taps, the TVs, and they've got a tailgate-inspired menu with items like the barbecue bacon turkey burger. And since it's football season, here's two more reasons to stop by Buffalo Wild Wings. Wing Tuesdays and Boneless Thursdays. Every week, they'll have discounts on their traditional and boneless wings. Football and wings. No better reasons than that. Football is here, so head to Buffalo Wild Wings at the corner of North and Cherry Bottom Road in Gahanna. Wings. Beer. Sports. Please drink responsibly.
Brent Ford back here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820 Studios. Check out the GLIAC scoreboard. A game has gone final. Hillsdale gets the win over Lake Erie 42-10. Northwood on top of Walsh 34-13 with 6:23 to go in the game. Ohio Dominican just struck. Ashland leads 34-21. Back to Todd and Matt.
And if there's any hope left now for the Panthers, it's in recovering an onside kick. Justin Boncheck has the ball near the near side hash mark. We'll be kicking it to the far side of the field. He will put it down, takes a big bounce, and caught by Contini, but there's a flag down. I think Corey ran out of bounds and then came back in bounds to catch that with one hand. That was typical Corey Contini fashion, making a one-handed catch of that onside kick, but I think he was out of bounds and then came back in. Oh, that's too bad. What a great effort by Contini on the onside kick try.
Out of bounds, kicking team. 5-yard penalty from the 48-yard line. Ball went out of bounds. First down, Ashland.
And the ball just goes right over to Ashland, where the player ran out of bounds. And so it'll be Ashland football, and they'll just have to take a knee twice here, and this will be over. So the Ashland Eagles with a win will go to 9-2 on the season, and they will hope that this win was enough to impress the ranking committee to move them back into the top seven, as Van Settlemeyer will get a carry, sweeps to the near side. He gets to the 40 and is tackled right there. The Panthers will not use their remaining timeouts, trailing by 13 points here. And the Eagles will only have to snap it one more time. Ohio Dominican with the loss will finish at 7-4 on the season. And a good run for them, a very young and inexperienced team at the start of the season. They really rallied and played well as the year went along. But we'll come up on the short end here today as Travis Tarnowski will get set to move in under center here. He'll let the clock tick down. Travis will take the snap, take the knee. Lee Owens takes the Gatorade bath. And the Ashland Eagles are victorious here today. Final score, Ashland 34, Ohio Dominican 21. Stay with us. Our postgame show is coming up next. We'll hear comments from head coach Kelly Cummings. We go back to the studios and Brent Ford.
All right. Thank you, Todd. Again, like you said, 34-21, your final score. Ashland gets the win over Ohio Dominican here on this Saturday afternoon. We'll take a break. The Buffalo Wild Wings postgame show starts right now on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
You know what makes me happy? Football. You know what else makes me happy? Buffalo Wild Wings Happy Hour. Not only can you catch up on the latest news and fantasy pickups, but you can choose from their awesome discounted menu. For just $4, you can score shareables like three tacos, fried pickles, chili queso dip, mozzarella sticks, or roasted garlic mushrooms. Before, it was my favorite place for football. Now it's just my favorite place. Buffalo Wild Wings at the corner of Morris and Cherry Bottom Road in Gahanna. Wings, beer, sports. Please drink responsibly.
Position yourself for success at Ohio Dominican University.
With an outstanding academic reputation, ODU offers an education that produces graduates grounded in faith, values, and ethics.
Ranked in the top tier of U.S. News and World Report's rating of Midwest universities, Ohio Dominican offers a wide range of academic programs that are in demand in today's marketplace.
Whether you're launching your career or preparing for grad school, ODU is here to position you for future success.
Connect your passion with a purpose.
Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Your online broadcast home of Ohio Dominican Athletics is PressBoxProductions.net. During the football season, you'll get up-to-the-minute information with Panthers Daily. Archives of every game, including condensed highlight versions of every game, become available the following Monday. And don't forget to vote in the weekly fan polls. Just visit the opponent's game page for all the audio. Plus, every Thursday during the season at 7 p.m., it's Inside Panthers Football with Todd Bell and Matt Natale. Don't miss a minute of the action. Go to PressBoxProductions.net today.
Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine provides a unique understanding of the physical demands placed on today's athletes. We're specially trained in the prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of injuries in recreational, competitive, and elite athletes. We also have a comprehensive team of specialists completely dedicated to the care and management of concussions. Our goal is to give every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest level. To include Nationwide Children's Sports Medicine on your team, call 355-6000. Or visit nationwidechildrens.org/sportsmedicine.
This is the Buffalo Wild Wings postgame show presented by Buffalo Wild Wings in Gahanna at the corner of Morse and Cherry Bottom. Brent Ford with you. We'll have a check of the GLIAC scoreboard and more when we return to the studios. But first, let's go back out to Panther Stadium with Todd Bell and Matt Natale.
All right. Thank you very much, Brent, as the Panthers lose today by a final score of 34-21 to the Ashland Eagles. Team just finishing up its meeting down on the field, and we'll get Coach Cummings here in just a moment. The Eagles with the win. They are now 9-2 on the season. Panthers will finish the year at 7-4. Certainly nothing to hang their heads about. This was just a hard-fought game throughout here today, and the Ashland Eagles come out on top. Looks like Matt has grabbed Coach, so we head down to the field.
Coach, not exactly what we were hoping for to end the season, but guys put up a valiant effort there at the end, and never any quit in this black and gold here. When you take a look at this season from beginning to end in your first year as the head coach, what is the biggest thing that you saw
change with this team as they started out 2-3, won 5 in a row, and had a chance to win the GLIAC South?
Like I said, early on in the season it could have went either way for us. And hats off to our seniors just showing good leadership and sticking with it and fighting here until the end. And it's a reason why we are a scrappy team and why we play the way we play, because our kids truly do, you know, when they put on the black and gold, they do play hard. And it showed up today, just not enough through four quarters. Hats off to Ashland. They played really well.
And when you take a look to the future, I know you're still going to let the dust settle on this season, especially on offense. I mean, you only had one senior starting. There's so much hope for the future and so much to build on going into next year, it looks like.
Yeah, there's going to be great opportunity next year. And like I said, we'll go back and reevaluate what we do here in the off season and our season. The future looks bright, and we still got to do a good job of keep making improvements here through the off season, just as we did during the season. And so that'll be the goal.
Well, congratulations, Coach. 7-4 in your first season as Panthers head coach, and I know everybody had a good time with it. And everything you did for us, Todd and I, coming out to the show every week, we really enjoyed it. And we're already looking forward again to next season.
Well, I do. ODU is a special place in my heart, and there's a lot of good people here. And I wouldn't do it, have the fun that I have with you guys, all of you, unless I didn't love you guys and our parents, our fans, and our kids. And so, again, ODU is a special place for me. I can't say enough things about it. It's easy to be well-liked when you're at a great place.
Thanks a lot, Coach. Go Panthers.
Thank you.
Panthers lose today by a final score of 34-21. Just give you a couple of the numbers that we've got here. The final total offense, 59 plays for 422 yards for Ashland, 65 plays, 289 yards today for Ohio Dominican. The final numbers for Grant Russell today, 24 of 37 passing for 231 yards and a touchdown, no interceptions. Tar Stanford ended up with 7 catches for 79 yards. Corey Contini, 5 for 85. Justin Davis, 4 for 31. David Turner, 4 for 13. Stanford had a touchdown receiving on the day. Rushing today, Joe Hines, 7 carries, 36 yards. Grant Russell, 17 attempts, 34 yards on the day. On the other side for Ashland, Travis Tarnowski, 14-22 for 227 and 4 touchdowns, no interceptions. Matthew Wilcox, 3 catches for 133 and 2 scores. Adam Shaheen, 3 catches for 39 yards and a touchdown on the day. Rushing, Vance Settlemyer ended up, how about this, 22 carries, 142 yards. He had a big second half, almost 90 yards. In the second half, he did have one 51-yarder in there on the day as well. Scoring plays today, Adam Smith, a 33-yard field goal. Joe Hines, a 21-yard touchdown. Panthers led 7-3, but then it turned into the Ashland show. Austin Bruns, a 6-yard touchdown reception. Adam Shaheen, a 30-yard touchdown reception. And then Matthew Wilcox, a 19-yard reception. They went ahead 24-7 by halftime. Joe Hines had a 2-yard touchdown run to make it 24-14. Wilcox, the big backbreaker, 57-yard touchdown pass to make it 31-14. Cements a 35-yard field goal, and then the 17-yarder to Dar Stanford at the end by Grant Russell rounded out the final scoring here today. It's a beautiful sunshine-filled day. Still lots of parents greeting the Panthers as they walk off the field here to our right. But, Matt, disappointing end of the season. But certainly it's going to be a lot of fun between you and I talking about the off season and moving forward towards next year, the first year in the GMAC. Two great opponents to start the season next year with Cal PA and these Ashland Eagles again. And then you get into conference play and what might be next year for ODU.
Yeah, I think any time there is a coaching change coming into the season, I mean, we were both familiar, obviously, with head coach Kelly Cummings as he was coming in as the defensive coordinator, but you really never know what you're going to get when there is a coaching change. You lose players, you get new players, and start out 2-3, and it still looked like this team was trying to figure itself out, and then it did. Reeled off 5 wins with a chance to clinch the GLIAC South, and I think they may have exceeded expectations, and I think it's only going to get better. We look at the offense, when you only lose one starter, Aaron Stevens, who had a fantastic senior year at tight end, but a lot of hope for the future moving into another conference. Going to see a lot of these same teams that we saw in the GLIAC as A lot of those teams are making the move as well. So there is going to be a lot of familiarity. It might take a season or two to really get locked in there on that, in that new conference as we figure out some other non-conference opponents and things. But, you know, it's kind of refreshing. I'm going to miss playing the Grand Valleys and the Saginaws and even the Ferrises. But, you know, I'm looking forward to the future in a new conference and a whole new group of teams as well to add to it.
All right, a lot of fun as well this season and everything that you bring to the table here. And can't wait to see you out in the new gym and looking at watching some basketball games this year.
Yeah, I took a little flyby before the game this morning, and it looks fantastic. A lot of hope for the men's and women's basketball season this year, and looking forward to coming out and checking them out.
All right, final score here today. It was Ashland 34 and Ohio Dominican. The heck was the final score here today? 34-21. There we go. 34-21. Final score here today. We invite you to go to OhioDominicanPanthers.com. You can get the complete game recap, box score, photos, videos. All of that will be available for you here very shortly, OhioDominicanPanthers.com. We also invite you to stay tuned. Brent Ford will recap things today in the GLIAC in our studios. For my partner, Matt Natale, this is Todd Bell saying so long from the campus of Ohio Dominican University, where it's a great day to be a Panther.